Morning. Today we are going to start our new topic, somewhat of a challenging and controversial topic. And the issue is going on to the Har Habayis today. Is there a prohibition? Is there not a prohibition? If there's no prohibition, how is it done? So we're going to go through, Amir Tzashem, that topic in a little bit detail. We won't go too in-depth because Ein L'davar Sof, because there's so much to discuss. But hopefully by the end, by the time we reach Tisha B'Av, we will have an understanding of the main principles, the main definitions, and the main opinions as it pertains to this topic. So today, just want to focus on some definitions. Definitions are critical. So on a high level, nowadays, what we refer to is the Temple Mount is a much larger area than the halachic Har Habayis. The halachic Har Habayis was, according to many opinions, things may have changed thereafterward, but we're going to go with the most conventional view, 500 by 500 amas. 500 by 500 amas was the Har Habayis, the halachic Har Habayis, and there was an area around the actual base of Mikdash, and inside of that, there were various areas. There was the Ezras Nashim was quite a large area that certain people were permitted to go into. And then when you got to holier levels, you reached the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kohanim, etc., etc. There's a Mishnah in Kalim that says that there are actually 10 different levels of Kedusha. So when it comes to nowadays, the Temple Mount, that is not listed specifically on this because this was a later concept of building out the Temple Mount. The original Har Habayis, as we mentioned, 500 by 500 amos, that's approximately, it depends the definition of what an ama is, but just to get the concept down, it's approximately 62,000 square meters. And the Temple Mount, the contemporary Temple Mount, is more than double that. It's close to 150,000 square meters. So there's a huge delta between those. So when it comes to that mission in Kalim, it talks about 10 different levels of Kedusha. We're not going to go through all of them. One of them happens to be, we're going to jump around, but going in increasing levels of Kedusha, that walled cities have a certain level of Kedusha, not nowadays, from the time of Yeshua, Binun, and it says Yerushalayim is holier than the walled cities, because in Yerushalayim it has the special, unique concept of only eating Kodshi Kalim there, not other walled cities. So if somebody had a Korban, and it was the status of Kodshi Kalim, which is not Kodshi Kodashim. There are two statuses of Korbanus. The higher level is Kodshi Kodashim. The level, lower level is Kodshi Kalim. So to eat Kodshi Kalim, you can eat it through the entire walled city of Yerushalayim. That's the halachic Yerushalayim. And also Ma'aser Sheni, that is taken off as a tithe in different times of the Shemitah years. So that was brought as well, first, second, and the fourth, fifth years of the Shemitah is when Ma'aser Sheni is taken, and that was brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim within the wall. So holier than that within Yerushalayim is the Har Habayis, Mikudash Mimenu, and the significance is spelled out by that Mishnah in Kalim of Har Habayis, that's 500 amas by 500 amas, is that certain categories of people were not permitted to be in there. So it lists out four in the Mishnah, Zavim and Zavos, men and women who have certain types of flows, Nidos, a woman who is menstruating, who has not gone to mikvah, Vyoldos, and a woman who gave birth, who hasn't gone through the purification process yet. They were not permitted to go into the entire Har Habayis, 500 by 500. And then within that, further on, there's an area, it's like a wallish area that goes all the way around the Beis HaMikdash, and it's called the Chel. So the Chel is holier than the Har Habayis. We're moving in closer to the Heichal, to the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Chel was a walled-off area around that, and non-Jews were not permitted to cross into the Chel area and inward. And also now we get to a very significant category, and this is probably the one that we'll focus on most, is the Tmei Meis. Tmei Meis is somebody that has the status of being Tamei, came in contact with a dead body, was in a cemetery, and the like. We all have the status of a Tmei Meis nowadays, so you are not permitted to go into the chel area from the chel and inward. Just to talk about their other levels, that talks about the Ezras Nashim and the Ezras Yishol. The Ezras Kohanim was holier than those, and even Yisraelim were not permitted. Kohanim and Levim were permitted. Yisraelim were only permitted for specific purposes of bringing korbanos, to do smicha, leaning on the korban, to do the shechita of a korban, to do the waving of the korbanos, that have waving a requirement. So they were different people who are allowed in into different extents depending on the holiness of the area and the level of tuma of the individual. Now, what's key for us with all of that detail is based on this mishnah, somebody who has a tmei meis, somebody who has the status of having touched a dead body, is permitted to go into Har HaBayis. And this is the biggest chiddush that we have today. Can go into Har HaBayis, but you have to stay outside of the chel area. But Har HaBayis, 500 by 500 up until the chel, its tmei meis is permitted. And in fact, the Tosefta says that explicitly, tmei meis nichnas the Har HaBayis. Somebody who has a status of tmei meis can go into the Har HaBayis. And not only a tmei meis, somebody, an individual who is alive who has the status of a tmei meis, but even a meis itself, even a dead body itself, because we have a pasuk that says when we were in the midbar, vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the bones, that's a mace, of Yosef with him, and Moshe was living in the Machane Levia, not the Machane Shechina, in the middle where the Mishkan was, but the Machane Levia, where all the Levim and the Kohanim were, and that indeed is equated to moving in past Har HaBayis. So being on the inside of the Har HaBayis is equated to the Machane Levia. And as long as it's in the Machane Levia, not in the Machane Shechina, even a mace would be permitted there. So certainly a Tmei mace would be permitted to be there. So that's the biggest takeaway from today. Tmei mace can be on the Har HaBayis, however, not within the Chel. And we'll just bring the Psak of the Rambam on this in Hilchas Bias Hamikdash and Hilchas Bias Hamikdash. Tmei Meis, Afilu HaMeis Atzmo, Mutar Likanes the Har HaBayis. This is what we just said, that the Tmei Meis and even the Meis itself can go on to Har HaBayis based on the Pasuk by Kach Moshe Es Atzmos Yosef Yimo, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the bones in the Machne Leviya of Yosef with him. However, HaChel, when you get to the Chel area, Mishalchin Mimenu Akum, when it comes to the chel, a non-Jew is not allowed in, tmei meis is not allowed in, a bo'al nida is not allowed in, and the Rambam continues and says the tmei meis that goes into the Ezras Nashim. So that is in the Ezras Nashim is within the chel, but a lower level of kedusha than the Ezras Kohanim, that would be in Isser Dirabanan. So we have two levels of tmei meis, actually three levels of tmei meis can go on to Har HaBayis. The Tmei Meis is not permitted to go this level number two into the Chel, but we're dividing that into two. When it comes to the Tmei Meis is Dilraisa permitted to go into the Ezras Nashim, but on Dirabanan is not. But further in than that, the Tmei Meis has an Isser Dilraisa to go in. And Emir Tashem, we will continue on this tomorrow.